homage to the Prophet's fourth infallible heir. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and congratulations to you all on another auspicious day. In fact, the third consecutive day of celebrations of the blessed month of Sha'ban. Today is the 5th of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of the survivor of the tragedy of Karbala. Stay with us for an exclusive feature on the fourth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Whenever a thought comes to your mind that you are better than any other person, then think along these lines. If the person is older than you, then remind yourself that he is better than you in matters of Islam because he has done more good deeds than you have. If the person is younger than you, then remind yourself that this person is better than you because he has committed less sins than you have. If he is of your age, then your argument should be, he is better than you in matters of Islam, since you know of your own sins but not of his. What you heard are Bezel's wisdom, but these are not the words of any philosopher who might have arrived at this undeniable truth after years of contemplation and a life of stumbling in the dark. As a matter of fact, these golden guidelines for our salvation were taught to us by a person who was free of any faults and whimsical thoughts, since he was a member of that select group called the Ahlul Bayt, whose spotless cleanliness and pristine purity God Almighty has vouchsafed in Ayah 33 of Surah Ahzab of the Noble Quran. He's the person whose birthday we celebrate every year on the 5th of Sha'ban. To be more precise, he is Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace upon him, famous as Zainul Abidin, or Ornament of the Worshippers of God, who was born in Medina over a millennium and four centuries ago in the year 38 AH, 2 years before the martyrdom of his grandfather, the one and only commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. As the son and successor of the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, he was the direct great-grandson of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. His mother was the princess of Persia, Hazrat Shahr Banu, peace upon her, daughter of the last Sasanid emperor of Iran, Iraq, Yazgird III, and because of that lady's pious personality, he was often called Ibnul Khiyaratain, meaning son of the two excellent ones. Such an impeccable lineage did not mean that life was a bed of roses for him and his family. After losing his mother to the cold hands of death while still an infant, he was brought up by his immaculate paternal aunt, Hazrat Zainab, peace upon her. He had entered the third year of his life when he saw the end of the only instance of the model government of social justice in 48, with the martyrdom of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, in Kufa, where the Prophet's divinely designated heir was struck on the head by the poisoned sword of the renegade Abdurrahman ibn Muljam. Some 7 months later, in 41 AH, the caliphate, or temporal rule of the vast Muslim realm, was deceitfully seized from his uncle and future father-in-law, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace upon him, by the rebellious governor of Syria, Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan. The boy found the noble Ahl al-Bayt under renewed persecution, as they had been since the passing away of the Prophet in 11 AH. The usurpation of the right of political leadership of his grandfather Imam Ali, peace upon him, and the tragic martyrdom of his grandmother, the noblest lady of all times, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace upon her. When he reached the age of 12, the divine mantle of Imamat came to rest on the shoulders of his father, Imam Hussein, peace upon him, following the martyrdom of his uncle through a fatal dose of poison by the charlatan Muawiyah. Now, his father became the target of enmity of the hypocrites, masquerading as Muslims, especially the accursed Umayyad regime. In 60 AH, as a 22-year-old in the full bloom of youth, he had to hurriedly leave Medina along with his father and the rest of the family when the godless Yazid usurped the caliphate and demanded allegiance to his tyrannical rule. In early 61 AH, the caravan of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, arrived on the fateful plain of Karbala, where on the day of Ashura, the 23-year-old sick and bedridden man witnessed the tragic martyrdom of his father, brothers, uncles, cousins, and close companions of the Ahl al-Bayt. It was under these heartening conditions that Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, formally took charge of the divine trust of Imamat, which began with chains and fetters around his limbs, and the forced march of the mainly women and children survivors of history's most heart-wrenching tragedy to Kufa and then to Damascus in Syria, the capital of Yazid. As the fourth infallible heir of the Seal of Messengers, his frail figure now rose to the occasion. He delivered a moving sermon to the people of Kufa, who were watching in amusement the parading of the noble captives with heads of the martyrs mounted on lanes. After waving his hand to calm them down, he said, "O people of Kufa, I am the son of Hussein, peace upon him. I am Ali, the grandson of Ali, Fatima, and the Prophet, peace upon them. I am the son of that Imam whose sons were killed and his properties looted and plundered and his family held prisoners before you. You wrote invitation letters to my father. When he came towards you, you killed him. What will you reply to God and his Prophet on the Day of Judgment?" Time does allow us to dwell on the famous sermon of Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, in the court of Yazid in Damascus that shook the Umayyad regime to its very foundations and forced the tyrant to release the Ahl al-Bayt and send them back to Medina. During the next 34 years of his life, when the Tawabin, or penitents of Iraq, staged an uprising followed by Mukhtar Thaqafi to avenge the blood of his father by bringing to justice almost all perpetrators of the tragedy of Karbala, his tears never ran dry and continued to flow, whether in grief or as thanksgiving to the Lord Most High for his endless favors. His period of imamat was a critical situation in view of the tussle for political power between Abdullah ibn Zubayr and the Umayyads, who were both unworthy of leadership. Both were hostile to him and the Hashemite clan. Both wanted to wipe out the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. As rulers rose, played havoc with Muslim blood, and fell to their doom, the fourth Imam adopted a unique form of jihad through the medium of supplications in the divine court. He not just expounded the fundamentals of faith and God's infinite mercy, but also unraveled the mysteries of the science, as is evident by his reference to the weight of light and other amazing facts, something unthinkable in those days. His lasting legacy is Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah, famous as Sams of the progeny of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. He also dictated to his disciples the Risalat al-Huquq, or Treatise of Rights, which details even the most minute rights and has been hailed as a million times better than the UN Charter of Human Rights. Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, however, was no ascetic, unattached and unconcerned of worldly affairs. When the regime in Damascus was helpless in the face of pressures from the Byzantine Empire regarding supply of coins that were engraved with emblems of the Christian creed, he magnanimously sent his son and eventual successor, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, to Syria to give the necessary advice and make arrangements for setting up of the first ever mint in the Islamic realm, thus saving the faith of the Muslims and the drain of the bullion. In 95 AH, at the age of 57, the fourth Imam was martyred through a fatal dose of poison given by Walid I, but not before he had delivered the followers of the Ahlul Bayt from the thorniest periods of their lives. Today, although his tomb in what was the grand mausoleum in the sacred Baqi cemetery of Medina, along with the tombs of his uncle Imam Hassan, his son Imam Muhammad Baqir, and his grandson Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace upon them, have been blasphemously demolished by the ungodly Wahhabi cult, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace upon him, continues to rule the hearts of believers all over the world.